Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for September the 5th. Today's devotion is entitled, A Picture of God's Grace. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 49, verse 7 and verse 15. Truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life, but God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol, for he will receive me. This psalm bears the inscription to the choir master, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Its very heading tells a story of God's grace. Their forefather, Korah, rebelled against Moses and perished in the wilderness. That's in Numbers 16. Yet Numbers 26:11 recorded, but the sons of Korah did not die. Though their line could have been cut off in judgment, God preserved them. Later, David appointed them as temple singers and gatekeepers. 11 psalms bear their name, Psalms 42, 44 through 49, 84, 85, 87, and 88. These psalms often voiced a deep longing for God's presence and a hope in his salvation. Psalm 49 emphasized that no wealth or effort could ransom a soul from death. Rich and poor alike shared the same destiny. Yet the psalmist confessed hope, but God will ransom my soul from the power of Sheol. Where human effort failed, God's grace prevailed. We, like the sons of Korah, were born into rebellion. By our own works or wealth, we could never ransom ourselves. Yet God, in his mercy, provided redemption through Jesus Christ, who gave his life as the ransom for many. Their story and this psalm remind us that our only hope is God's grace. If the sons of Korah could go from being the children of a rebel to leaders in worship, how much more should we lift our voices in praise to the one who has redeemed us as his own? Today, let us hear the call of this psalm to listen and respond to God's word. Let us not keep silent, but share his blessing, his message, with all peoples. Our testimony, like theirs, is a picture of grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you did not treat us as our sins deserved. You redeemed us by the blood of Jesus and gave us a new identity as your children. Help us to live as worshipers, proclaiming your word to all peoples, that others might see your grace in us and join the song of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.